We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Every week we talk to Dr. Mom. She's an OBGYN with over 20 years of experience. And more than that, she is producer Janine's mom. She's here to answer all of your intimacy questions. We will keep you anonymous. Dr. Mom, how are you?
I am excellent today. How are you guys?
Good.
It's good to hear your voice because you're very educational, but you're soothing in the process.
Oh, how wonderful to hear. Thank you.
So over the past couple of weeks, now that we've been talking to you on a regular basis, what's the conversation been like with Janine? Is it a little more, Mom, I can't believe you said that today?
Janine has gotten in with her sisters, and they have often come up with questions that cannot repeat on the air that get me going.
I wonder what Thanksgiving dinner is like around your house.
Oh, don't even bring it up. It's family dinners are so weird.
I'm sure they are.
Mama bringing out charts and graphs right beside the gravy.
I think it's perfectly normal.
See? 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Again, we'll keep it anonymous if you have an intimacy question. This coming in from the 770. Dr. Mom, I'm 40 years old, and I feel like my sex drive is increasing, but my husband is 43, and his sex drive is going down. Is there anything I should be concerned about?
A lot of times it can be a low male sex drive, and there are a number of things, both physical and even psychological or both, that can affect him. She needs to have a really good heart-to-heart talk with him. Physical issues can be low testosterone or some prescription medications, especially for high blood pressure. Also, too little or too much exercise. He can also be feeling a lot of stress over these last couple of months with COVID, and that can affect you. Also, there may be some problems in the relationship he and she aren't really coming out with, to bringing it to the forefront. He may need to chat with her about that. So I recommend exercise, diet, enough sleep, decrease alcohol. Try to learn how to deal with stress better. You can't get rid of the stress. Just learn how to deal with the stress better. Consider testosterone replacement or counseling.
So, Dr. Mom, here is one that's coming in, and another one in reference to low sex drive from the 678. I'm a 38-year-old male with a low sex drive. Anything I can do to increase it?
It's interesting that 4 out of 10 men age 45 and older have problems with low testosterone, and certainly you can have it even earlier. So he should see a doctor, get that checked out. If you're not in a committed relationship, it's hard to keep the interest going because, as we all know, when you date, you meet a lot of people that just don't work for you psychologically. Mm-hmm. So it's perfectly normal that if you're not in a solid relationship that you can communicate well with, it's really tough to want to lay yourself out there emotionally to get the best out of sex.
So see like your doctor, to me
see what's going on.
probably should have thrown this out there a little bit earlier. This is a PG-13 conversation. So if you got the kids in the car, maybe earmuffs, it's not getting too graphic, or it might just spark some conversations. Dr. Mom, you see those commercials for like, do you have low T? Take these pills. Do over-the-counter pills like that work to increase sex drive for both men and women?
I really wish they did, because a lot of people are very afraid to see a doctor and start that conversation. They really don't. All you're doing is taking a lot of vitamins that go through into the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
So there is no magic pill, Dr. Mom?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. We need to take a quick break. But before we go, Janine has a question that we're going to ponder over.
All right, Mom. I've asked you this question before, and I'm asking it again for all of Atlanta. Kegels. What are they? Do they actually help with your partner? Do they help for anything else? Do men have Kegels? What are Kegels? Why do I hear about them? How do I do them?
That is such a good question. Because I'm so curious about this. If it's
I'm starting to sweat.
If it's legit, and I've heard that dudes can do it as well. We will get that answer plus your questions. 51539. We continue with Ask Dr. Mom coming up next on Jen and Friends, Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
We are continuing to talk to Dr. Mom. Dr. Riley is an OBGYN with over 25 years experience. Janine's mom, she's answering all your intimacy questions. Quick heads up, this is a PG-13 conversation, so if you got the kids in the car, maybe earmuffs, or again, maybe it's just going to spark some conversations. Good questions coming in, and Janine, you had a great question.
Mama, what are Kegels? Do men do Kegels? Just anything about Kegels. Why do I hear about them all the time?
Kegel exercises, men and women can do them. They are your muscles and your pelvic floor hold things up. They're very important, especially in women, to prevent prolapse. They also prevent overactive bladder, because when you do a Kegel, you release neurotransmitters that go to the pelvic nerve, which goes from your waist to your groin and relaxes anything that's hyperactive. It helps with pelvic floor muscle spasms, rectal spasms. It can help even with irritable bowel. To do them, if you're voiding, you're peeing, and you try to stop the stream, those are the muscles that you employ, and that's a Kegel or Kegel. Don't do the actual exercise while you're voiding, because the action of a Kegel is to stop the stream, and if you're trying to void, you confuse the bladder because it wants to empty and you're stopping it. That's to learn how to do it, but not how to actually do it. The best way is to just imagine you're at the beach. The tide rolls in for about a count of three, so you squeeze and then rest. So 3 seconds on, 3 seconds off. You can hear the tide. And it rests. You can hear the seagulls, and it rests. Do that 10 times. That's 1 minute. But the kicker is you should do at least 8 to 10 sets a day.
A day?
So come up with a reward system. For women, it helps keep your pelvic floor toned, because if you don't use it, you lose it. Those muscles will relax, and later on in life, especially if you have children, you overstretch those muscles and they can tear. It definitely helps with overactive bladder, with preventing prolapse. It also may help with blood flow to the men's important organs.
All right, quick show of hands. How many people are in their car, in their office?
Right.
Or in your closet right now.
In your closet right now practicing.
I am not responsible for a car accident right now.
Everybody's hand better be in the air. That is such good information.
I told y'all men could do them.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, talking to Dr. Mom Janine Riley, or Dr. Riley, Janine's mom, OBGYN for over 25 years, answering your intimacy question. And Dr. Mom, this one is coming in multiple times from the 678. Okay. My problem is that I can't get there. I can't seem to get enough of it at times. As a female, I feel like I'm the exact opposite of what we hear is normal. Is that okay that I don't get there every time?
Oh, it's absolutely normal not to get there every time. One of the problems can be your partner may not exactly know what to do to help you. Some women need electrical assistance. And it's not a failure on your part. Your partner could get totally exhausted trying to do it right, and you'd be left frustrated. So it's certainly okay to use electronic devices. You have to explore your body with your partner. There are some games that you go to the adult store for, like a pair of dice, where it says an activity and a body part on the other one. So you can make it more fun and playful.
So you're saying that going into those adult shops, while sometimes we sneer at it or turn your head to it, it's not always a bad thing.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I've gone in there just to know what they're like and to see, oh, they have lotions that are banana flavored, chocolate flavored, stuff like that. They're actually kind of fun. they put it in a brown paper bag. It's okay.
All right, Dr. Mom, we got about 30 seconds left here. Curtis has one more question for you.
Hubby can't always keep up. Any advice to help us? And am I normal?
Certainly. It's absolutely normal, especially if he's on the 45 years or older. It's very, very common. Have him play with her first, because don't rely on the male doing everything. So, again, use electronic devices or electrical devices to help the woman. And then you reserve the energy for him.
Thank you so much for answering our questions. 51539, Jennifer's text line. If you have a question, we will save them because we will have you on again next week. Dr. Mom, thanks again, as always.
Oh, my pleasure.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Excellent.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.